Good morning, church. I was trying to think the last time I got to see your beautiful faces. It is nice to be home and at church with my family. We have more than just construction to share with you. In Alaska, there's a new ministry called Renewal House, and it's for pastors and their wives. It's to minister to them for a little while, to encourage and to strengthen, to pray over them, let them know that they're loved and cared for, that they have prayer advocates in other parts of the world that care about them. Our church mission team, our church mission committee, put together a number of items, of love and care items that they just were overwhelmed by. They were overwhelmed by your prayer. They were overwhelmed by your kindness and your love. I want to share a note from one of those pastors, and it was expressed by all, but it said, this is from one of the couples who were able to come. It says, "To those who are involved with the care ministry, Bill and I," and that's Beverly Brazil, "want to express our deepest heartfelt thanks for the many wonderful gifts that we received while at Renewal House. Your expressions of love and thoughtfulness overwhelmed us to tears. We have never felt so loved and so loved on in all of our years of ministry. Thank you for allowing God to use you in such a wonderful way. You truly blessed us both, and we pray God's richest blessings on all of you. Love in Christ, Pastor Bill and Beverly." I thought that thought was quite received by the pastors there. I want to tell you about an incident that occurred. I prepared to go up a little early and to get things ready because so many things needed to be taken care of. And I'm going to tell you, with COVID and with all the excuses, things just were not coming together in preparation for that home. And I'm going to tell you, Leanne and Skip put in not hours, but day after day in preparation. And we were trying to get things together and trying to prepare for the guys coming up. Listen, have you ever tried to feed 22 men? Morning, noon, and night? I know you think your teenagers eat a lot, but I'm going to tell you, the preparations were overwhelming. In the midst of that preparation, we got a phone call that Pastor Allen couldn't meet us at our meeting. He said, "I've got 12 Baptists coming in on the ferry, and they've got nowhere to go. I've got to take care of them." So Skip looked at me. I looked at Skip, and he said, "Let's go." So we went down to the church, and we met these people who had been stranded because the ferry broke down. And they were Southern Baptists from another state, and they had they were preparing to go to Craig to do a vacation Bible school in another part of Alaska. And they were stranded in Ketchikan with nowhere to stay, nowhere to go. And Skip looked at me, and he said, "What's Renewal House for?" And I said, "Are you ready?" I said, "We're going to feed 12 extra people. We're going to house 12 extra people." And he said, "Let's do it." We loaded them up. We brought them out to the house. And, of course, when you tell somebody, "Hey, we're going to take care of you in Alaska," they think old house, outhouse, and no telling what else. Bless your heart and your hands and your feet. When they got there, they were quite overwhelmed. As their chins drugged the floors, looking around at where God had prepared for them to stay, we fed them, we loved on them, and we took care of them. And it was quite a wonderful experience to just take in people that you were unexpected that, I mean, just totally, and just love on them and care for them. You did that through your help and your love and your support. But I got to tell you something that happened. One of the ladies walks up to Skip, and she says, right before I left on this trip, a lady came up to me and handed me this bundle of pins. And she said, you'll know who to give these to. And she said, I looked at her and said, what? And she said, you'll know who to give these to. When the time comes, you'll know. And she said, God told me to give them to you. So she handed this bundle of pins to Skip. Skip looks at it, gets this look on his face, and he says, look at this pin, and look at the scripture on it. Well, the theme verse for the Renewal House is all over the house, and it's Psalms 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. Guess what was written on the pins? Genesis 1, no, it's Psalms 46:10 is on the pin, and Skip, you know, he's just celebrating in the Lord. Just a confirmation. But I'm going to tell you, be prepared to be used by God in the unexpected moments. Many times God will use those moments not just to bless the people that have been sent to you and need ministry and need a place to put their head, need a meal, need a little loving, need a little encouragement. But folks, I'm going to tell you, quite often, God will use those very instances to strengthen your faith, to show you, I'm still in charge, and I know what's going on, and it was ordained a long time before you said, y'all come, for them to be in your home. I get to share with you a song that we sang a little bit earlier, one of my favorites, called Trust and Obey. You know the song we sang earlier? Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. Folks, sometimes that trust and obey is a little more difficult on days where you have some tough times. I have had shared with me this week and in weeks past and in years past and from fellow pastors struggling who said, you know, I struggle with my daily service to the Lord. When He calls me to stand and share a word of testimony or to preach, when He calls me to be obedient and to stand before a church. And I know that in other places of my life is not in order. I struggle sometimes when I need to be obedient to God and He calls me to share the word, to share a testimony, and yet I know that my full life isn't where it ought to be. Let me ask you, have you ever been there? If you haven't been there, then I'm just going to say this. You're not listening to God, because He'll tell you daily somewhere you're supposed to be sharing your testimony. And let me ask you, when is the last time in your life that you can say you went through an entire 24 hours in total perfect harmony with God? No wrong thoughts, no sins, no sins of omission or commission. Has there been 24 hours in your life? Maybe you were in a coma. Friends, let me share with you something that God blessed my heart with this last week. And that is a reminder that none of us are perfect. Amen? None of us stand before God innocent, except by the banner of love of God that comes from the blood of Christ. In that, friends, we are made whole. when we call on the name of Christ for forgiveness and restoration. And God's word says that when we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. John chapter 14, verse 15 says this: Jesus Christ Himself told His disciples, He said, "If you love me," stop. Jesus Christ said, "If you love me." There, dear friends, is a deep conundrum. Do you love Christ? He says, "If you love me, then you will obey my commandments." If you love me. I'm going to tell you what Satan wants to do. Satan wants to remind you of all the times you don't love Jesus. He wants to remind you of all the times that your life reflects a selfishness instead of love for God. Amen? He wants to remind you that you're a failure. He wants to remind you that you're a sinner. He wants to remind you that you're not worthy to serve God. What we let Him do is blind us with all the flashes instead of closing our eyes and saying, "God, help me." Amen? God wants to remind you that in His love and in His strength and in His grace and in His salvation and in His provision and in His death and being covered by His blood, we are covered to the nth degree and we are forgiven and given an opportunity to serve the Lord our God in every moment and in every day. Friends, it is not about your past. It is not about yesterday's failure. It is about today's obedience to the moment that God has given you. Obedience in the moment. Christ calls and He says, "Take your son on the mission trip. Show them what it's like to work with other men who love God and are trying to help a church to be encouraged and strengthened. Share your testimony on an airplane. And when the people tell you, 'We're atheists,' don't be afraid of their faces. For God's still at work in the heart of those who want to deny Him, and maybe even more so than those who are not. Share your testimony of how God made a difference in your life, and those who say they don't believe in God will receive your prayer before they go home. You want to make a difference in somebody's life? You want to make a difference spiritually? Be obedient in the moment. When Satan says, "You're foolish." When Satan says, "You're a sinner." When Satan says, "You're dirty." When Satan says, "You can't." You just look at him and you say, "You're right. But God is able. You're right. But God will do the work." Because, dear friend, honestly, what can we do except in the power of Jesus Christ? It's all in His Spirit. Amen? I want to share a little story with you as I close. There was an old philosopher who decided to spend the week at the beach. So he stayed in the little cabin, and he noticed every morning as the sun came up, a young man was walking the beach. And for as far as your eye could see, starfish were being washed up on the beach. And that young man, knowing that they would dehydrate and most of them would die, would walk down the beach and pick them up and throw them back out in the water. Pick them up and throw them back out in the water. The old philosopher watched him for 2 or 3 days, and on the third day he met the young man out there. And he just had to say something to the guy. And he told the young man, he said, "There are hundreds, if not thousands, of these starfish along miles of this beach." He said, "Why in the world do you waste your time throwing those starfish back when," he said, "there are so many that will never survive? What difference can it possibly make?" And the young man bent down, picked up a starfish, sailed it out into the water, and said, "It made a difference for that one. It made a difference for that one." The next morning, the old philosopher was out there throwing starfish back into the sea. Friends, you may feel like you're not worthy, and to our truthful hearts, we have to say, "God, you're right. But I love my Lord too much to listen to the wrong side when God says, 'If you love me, you'll obey my commands, and I'll not quit.'" And whether that starfish claims to be an atheist or an agnostic or believes in something else, you've got the responsibility before God to make a difference for that one. Amen? Pray with me. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to serve the Lord of the universe. We ask you, Lord, would you help our hearts not to be discouraged by the little God of this world who wants to drag us down, who wants to keep us from service, who wants us to keep our testimony to ourselves. God, help us not to be deterred. For even though there may be millions, we realize, Father, that when we are obedient in the moment, that it makes a difference for that one. Help us, Father.